Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. It's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight, and I pushed the live button, so I want to let my guests know that we are going live as opposed to being recorded, which is very interesting to know. All right, we've got lots to talk about today, but in the meantime, I do want to remind you that you can follow these lovely interviews that I do on YouTube. So you'll go to In the Limelight there. We will be followed by a podcast, and you can see our podcasts at Apple Podcasts. Listen to them. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we thank our friends over at Inspired News Radio. The magazine is on its way. We've got a new one dropping on June 1st, but you've seen, you know, the last cover a couple of different times, and I've showed you that every time, so that you can get over to inthelimelightmedia.com and make sure that you are following along with all the amazing global entrepreneurs that I bring to the table. There's always something to learn, and we are always giving some really great resources. So with that having been said, today's guest is a woman that I don't know yet. She is a premier results expert, and she's been recommended to me for the show, and I can't wait to get her on so we can learn all the lovely things and luscious things that she's going to be sharing with us about what being a premier results expert means. Everybody, welcome Felicia Searcy. There she is. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Clarissa. How are you today?
Where are you coming to us from?
Thousand Oaks, California, right north of LA, Ventura County, Southern California.
Fantastic. Yeah. So can you give me a little bit of I've been doing my research and I went behind the scenes, but I'm going to tell everybody really quickly what it is once the dinging stops. It's been a crazy morning all. What it is that Felicia does. And her purpose and her passion is to empower you to discover and live your best life. I think that that's something that we all really are honed in on right now, because life has taught us that we need to get unstuck and we need to be living powerful lives. We need to be living, let her tell you what we need to be living. How about that, Felicia? Go right ahead.
Yeah, so it's understanding that we are these amazing unlimited beings, right? That we have in our fingertips the most potent energy in the entire universe, which is our capacity to innovate and create, right? And we've all heard that, and we all feel inspired when we hear that. And to understand that building out something beyond anything that you've ever built before, really listening deeply to that heart's desire. The question that I use with people is listening deeply to the most powerful question that we can ask, which is, what would I love? That's the way that the universe, that's the catalyst that life uses, the universe uses to wake us up and develop more of our magnificence, our skills, our capabilities, our presence, our sense of awareness that there's something bigger at work. And as we do that, then we grow, we become happier, and we grow more of who we are created to be, and we bring more of our best selves, which is our highest contribution to the body of humanity.
Without a doubt. Difficult times we've been passing these last couple of months, and living at home, staying at home, being at home, family, husbands, children, you know, not getting out much, maybe a little bit of a sense of feeling stuck there. And what say you about how to move forward out of this these very challenging times?
Yeah. So here's the thing about it, right? That our dream doesn't go into quarantine. Right. And one of the things that I've you know, as I've been working and listening with people, you know, whether it's a collective lockdown or personal lockdown, understanding that life's conditions are never going to be perfect for us to move forward. In fact, when something inside of us starts waking up to more of than anything we've ever known for ourselves before, there's a part that wants to go forward. That's our life force. seeking, mm-hmm. a richer, freer, fuller yeah. expression, right? Then there's the part that's going to start talking, saying, what are you doing? Right. But right now we've got a real, and please hear me. I do not say this to diminish, the very real human experience that there are people are having right now.
Yeah, of course.
And at the same time, realizing that, our creative capacity does not get quarantined. Our ability to think into things more expansively does not get shut down. Now, we shut it down because we start stacking evidence as to why this is not a good time. But the thing about it is that people do that anyway. We just have more tangible evidence right now, right? It's a handier reason to say this isn't the time. And what if this is the perfect time? What if the conditions that are present are the exact conditions that, as you lean into them in a way that you've never leaned in before, cause you to think in ways that you've never thought before and will exponentially move you forward?
Yeah. And that's the really cool thing about what you do too, is because I'm hearing that. I get that really resonated well with me as well, as I'm sure it has with many. And so working with somebody, I must tell you that if I were able to work with someone, I know that I'd be going at lightning speed. And I already do, as you probably are.
You probably are.
You know that I'm not, you know, slow, but, you know, I think that if I had someone to work with, to, you know, sort of guide me, be a little bit of a guidance along the way also, that would really skyrocket my business for sure.
Yeah. For any of us, right? Because here's the thing, the instructions are on the outside of the box. We're in the box. We can't see it because we're in it.
That's great. I love that.
And the thing about it is that Jim Carrey once said in a commencement address that fear is always there, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, you want a dream. You want a desire. You want to build something out so much more expansive than anything you've ever known for yourself before.
Right.
To a degree that it wakes the fear up. You want to wake the fear up. In fact, I tell my folks, I say, oh my God, you know, I've got to get out of my comfort zone. I'm afraid. And I'm like, yay. That's a reason to celebrate, because you have given yourself permission to think beyond what you've thought before. And so to have somebody outside the frame to help you notice how nuanced and insidious the thinking that backs us away, that actually turns down the flame of our desire and waters down what we say we're going to do. And, you know, quite frankly, Clarissa, if you have a watered down version of your dream, you're not going to go for it.
Right.
Exactly. I'm not going to go for something I'm lukewarm for. So you have to keep the flame of desire up. That takes courage and it takes help, because it's so insidious how we tap it down. And so we tap down our actions and we tap down our results and we say, it doesn't work. I got no business doing this. Let me go back to what I know.
Everybody else was right and I was wrong. Well, no, you're not. You need to be working with Felicia. She's going to make sure that happens. I'm kind of like, you know, putting myself in the position of working with you and, you know, what that would feel like, because I'm a solopreneur. So I know that I move at my own pace and I do what I feel comfortable with. And I really don't know sometimes where my my comfort zone is. Let me put it that way. I don't know. I think I'm so comfortable that I don't know that I'm in the comfort zone. Think you need someone looking from the outside in to say, you're getting awful comfortable in that zone, aren't you? You know, and kind of help you figure out, well, gosh, yeah, you know, you're right. I hadn't thought that could be, and then be sort of prodded, if not poked, out of that comfort zone into a place that you never really thought you could go. That would be extraordinary.
Well, and here's the thing, it never stops, right? Life is always inviting us into something more expansive. Henry Ford once said, I think, something along the lines, show me a content man and I'll show you a failure. And especially as an entrepreneur, right? As a solopreneur, that if you are committed to serving deeply with your gifts, you're committed to living on the edge. You're committed always going beyond that feeling of content. And so one of the things that I support people in staying in the question asking is, So what would I love next? And what if I could? What if I could? Yeah. And just fill in the blank and start playing with it and notice where you come alive and notice where there's that part of it. Oh, but I can't do that. It's like, all right, there's where the universe is inviting you into. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think a lot of women still sit back and wait for permission. And a lot of us are stuck in the, I'm not good enough. I'm never going to be good enough. Who do I think I am? I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too something. And you make it up as you go just to convince yourself that it could never happen. Never happen.
Yeah. Well, we as a species are built to stay safe.
Yeah.
Mel Robbins talks about this, the spotlight effect, that our whole system is designed to keep us safe. And when you start thinking about something beyond, you know, many people talk about their comfort zone, right? And when you think about your comfort zone, it's physiologically, your body knows how to do this existence. I know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. So the brain then gets activated and says, oh, okay, that's not safe, right? And so then it starts going off on lots of reasons why it's not safe or it won't work. And people come to me, you know, with this, oh, I know what my block is. I know what my block is. And it's like, you know what? It really doesn't matter what your block is, because it's going to be something. That part of you that wants to keep you safe.
Yeah. You're going to invent it. You'll make
exactly.
One
that's it. Exactly. Always. Yeah. And so it's like, oh, if I could just get over this block. If you get over this block, there's going to be a next one. So let's learn how to stay in the energy of what brings you most alive rather than getting stuck and trying to, you know, figure out what your blocks are. Let's keep you moving forward because that's where you're
now. Listen, you work a lot with the universal law.
Yeah.
And I know that there are 8 universal laws or something along those lines that are at least we know of.
100
yeah, exactly.
Of them.
You know, look at the list. You Google it. I think about 8 of them come up, but I might even have them around here hanging up somewhere. But sure, I do. They're hanging around here somewhere. This, you know, I got vision boards everywhere. But what? Why do you love to work with the universal laws? And do you have one favorite?
Yeah. So that's an interesting question. Do I have one favorite? I don't know that I have a favorite one, but I think maybe there's a foundational one. The thing I love about what immutable law, right, universal law, is that it shows the order of creation, and there's a it's grounded in an awareness that there's a power behind it, working through it, that we have been given this gift, this amazing gift, number one, of our capacity to create, and that there's an order to it. So it's not just that there's these laws, but that there's an energy of love that developed this structure, this system, and then gifted us this and said, here, you are the beings to go put this into motion. So it's not by accident. It's not by happenstance. It's not by luck. It's not by special dispensation. It means that every single being can learn how to access this power and apply it intentionally to create the life that they are meant to live. So I love the order of it. Yeah.
No coincidences, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the older I've gotten, the more you live, the more you learn. And I've seen that happen so many different times with the coincidence thing that really is not.
No,
everybody. Yeah, it's every coincidence that you think is a coincidence has been preordained. And I think there's always a lesson therein that you just have to understand what the lesson was.
Yeah, and I don't know that I'm a big believer in preordination. So you asked me what my favorite law was. And I think the foundational, many people talk about the law of attraction. That's a misnomer. The law of attraction is actually the effect. The true law is the law of vibration. And so when we understand that our predominant thinking and the emotions that we're generating becomes the organizing pattern for this invisible field around us, what is ordained is that we will create and experience what is it that we are being, which determines our vibrational pattern. There's the ordination, you know, the preordination. Right. There's the law, right?
Yeah.
That that, yeah. And the more we understand that, then the more we're able to work with it rather than think it's happening to us. And realizing that we are the organizing pattern for this energy in our life. It's, you know, when we get
here's
it,
one of, yeah,
it's one of the freest things. It's one of the most, it's freedom. It's freedom. We're right. never at the Absolutely. Whim or the mercy of what's around us anymore.
Okay, everybody, you can go take a look at FeliciaCRC.com as we're talking. You can follow along. Here's the one I love, the law of give and take, because I give and everybody else takes. I gotta work on that one.
We gotta work on that.
I'm joking because the universe has been fabulous to me. So yeah. I'm always receiving and I'm always in abundance. It's a joke. And people that know me, we get a little chuckle out of that because anyway, I'll just move right on. When you say, tell me about your dream life activation coach, code that you teach people.
Yeah. So one of the things that I so appreciate about working with the universal law is realizing that there really is a system. I call it a paint by numbers spiritual success system. So what I did was that I looked at what I've learned, what other people what other people are teaching and have taught, because this is certainly not new information. I certainly don't declare that like this is brand new information, you know, because
you didn't invent this.
Didn't make it up. Not that smart. Wish I was.
What?
But you know, I mean, you know, you're coming behind people like Jesus and Buddha and, you know, right. like the top sure. guys, the big dogs.
All the luminaries, right.
Yeah. But so what I did was that I broke it down into simple, not necessarily easy, but a simple, applicable system that someone can take and understand it and then intentionally apply it. So, you know, it's beginning to understand the power of our imagination, design a dream, realize that we have to become it, that we don't get what we want, we get what we be. Who is it that I need to become? Who do I need to grow into? Understanding that it is the way that we bring our highest contribution. I talk about expressing increase. You know, we activate our brilliance. We tap into the stream of infinite intelligence that's always guiding us. And the more we're able to stay in that state of being, the more we're able to hear that inspiration, those creative ideas. Act on it, you know, taking persistent and consistent, massive and perfect action. And then right. have somebody in our corner, have a mentor, a coach, somebody outside of us, and we give them access to our thinking to help right. us see where we've slipped into that pattern.
So let me ask you this. So what would you say to somebody who has studied the universal law? They still have difficulty applying it consistently.
Yeah. And those are my favorite kind of people to work with. I mean, that's basically what my coaching business is helping people understand, move it from conceptual to knowing and true application. Number one, really understanding the process of visioning. Very few people really understand the process of visioning. Number two, understanding what is it to literally zip yourself into the skin of the person who achieved that at a nuanced level, holding that state of being, that way of thinking when you're driving your car, brushing your teeth, making your lunch for your kids or your parents, that it can't be an on and off thing, that it's learning how to, with rigorous discipline, be it now and then act accordingly.
Well, it's a change in lifestyle, just like anything else. If you're going to change your lifestyle, the way you eat, because you want to be healthy, it's the same concept applies here. You have to keep up on it and make sure that it becomes a part of who you really are or want to be, you know? So
that's it. There's a level of application that I do find missing in, you know, the people's understanding. I don't know that it's missing in people's teachings, but people's understanding that they think the feel good is enough. It's not. It's the literally embodying it and acting. You got not act as if, but act right. being consistently. Right. You have to take that consistent action.
So what's the first step that people can take from where they are now to apply this information. I just read a question, which I never do. I very rarely read questions. I always have my own, but I'm going to ask yours anyway.
Yeah. So start working, start giving yourself permission. And you said it earlier, you know, especially women. Number one, start working with the idea that to know that you matter and your dream matters. I think one of the key elements is to trust the source of your desire. Understanding that your desire is not your desire. It's not you being selfish, taking away from somebody else, but it's actually life's desire through you, for you, and from you. Have an accountability. We have a stewardship to listening to our desire. And when people, especially women, can really come to understand my desire is this divine energy communicating with me, then we become more humble and willing, right? And so then to give yourself permission to take that desire and begin to craft what would it look like if I truly was living the life that I would love? What could it look like? What would I love for it to look like? And just stay in that question. You know, I often ask women in particular, Clarissa, did you ever used to play dress up? Well, you're an actor.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm still playing dress up.
Yeah, me too, right? I used to love to play dress up. And you try on different possibilities. And so I think people want the answer. They want to know how. Put all of that on hold. And if you're just starting out, give yourself permission to just play dress up. Just put on different possibilities and see what is it that just lights you up the most. And then keep going back to, oh, okay, this is that divine voice speaking to me. This is not me being selfish. It's okay if I don't know how to do it right now, because you're not going to know how to do it right now. If it's really big and expansive, that I'm putting that on hold and I'm just staying in. So what would I love? And ooh, this feels good. Just start noticing.
Everybody needs a Felicia Searcy in their life. Let me just tell you right now. Oh, and not only look at that new ticker, she's leaving us all with a gift. Tell us about that, Felicia.
Yes. So one of the things I had to get my assistant to send it to me. One of the things that I notice and what we've been talking about is how people will have an idea and they start sabotaging themselves, and it can show up in a myriad of different ways. It doesn't matter how it shows up. It shows up.
Right.
I've got Stop Self-Sabotage, 6 steps to unlock your true motivation, harness your willpower, and get out of your own way. Because as you do, truly, this is how you bring your greatest gift to the people around you and the body and to our planet as a whole. And boy, howdy, don't you like that word?
I love that.
Our world needs this right now.
Well, what was it? Unharness, unleash, and I don't know what the heck else, but that sounded amazing to me. I mean, everybody, I think that we could, we should be taking a look absolutely at FeliciaCRC.com or freegiftfromfelicia.com and go and take a deeper dive into that. She's been an absolute joy to have on the show today. That's already 22 and a half minutes. It goes fast. It goes very fast.
It's breathtaking.
Especially when you're in good company, Felicia. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you. I wish you all the best. And we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Thanks, love. Bye-bye now.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount.
Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on ClarissaTravelClub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say. And here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket, you can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.